Today, there is an urgent need for additional harvest workers and shepherds. What can you do to help meet this need? Please pay special attention as Brother John Shuttleworth, a substitute circuit overseer serving in the Thorhild congregation, presents the talk, Train, Trust, and Empower Others as Jesus Does.
How do you feel about delegating? Is your initial response, well, I don't need to delegate. It's a lot easier just to do it myself. Many respond that way. Think of the rulers in the world. They like to have power and authority for themselves. They don't want to share it with anyone else. They would refuse to delegate. But what about Jesus? Now think of Jesus, perfect human, mighty spirit creature in the heavens, king of God's kingdom. Would he delegate any of his authority? Unlike human rulers, Jesus has no fear of delegating weighty responsibilities to others. He's commissioned his followers to preach the good news. He's empowered them to be able to perform miracles. Jesus was willing to delegate to others. As followers of Jesus, we have good reason to imitate his example. Think of the great need that is in place in Jehovah's organization right now. With the rapid growth that we see, there is a need for many brothers to take on responsibilities. Consider, between the years 2003 and 2012, there were more than 2.7 million baptized. Wow, 2.7 million. A lot of brothers are needed to care for the needs of all those new ones. But just break that down a little and put it into perspective. 2.7 million publishers. If we divided that into congregations of, say, 100 publishers each, that would give us 27,000 new congregations. Now, with those number of new congregations, if we say put five elders, a minimum, in each of those congregations, we'd need 135,000 more elders. Isn't that a great need? And the only way that need can be met is if brothers delegate responsibility to others, thus training them to care for the needs in Jehovah's organization. But you know, it's not just in the congregation where there's a need for delegating. Within the family as well, we can learn to delegate responsibility. And there are benefits. Marital bonds are actually strengthened when husbands entrust appropriate authority to their wives. And children benefit. A child's spiritual growth is accelerated when the parents train them to take on responsibility. So, brothers and sisters, are you imitating Jesus by entrusting others with responsibility? When we look into the scriptures, we can find that delegating has a history longer than the earth. Now, how is that possible? How could delegating have started before the earth? Well, because delegating started with our Heavenly Father, our Creator, Jehovah. Notice an example of His delegating. If you'd like to turn your Bibles to John chapter 1 and verse 3, notice what Jehovah did here. It's in John chapter 1, and notice in verse 3. Here we see Jehovah's example as it says about Jesus, all things came into existence through him, and apart from him, not even one thing came into existence. So what did Jehovah do? He delegated authority to Jesus when he was creating so that he could actually say, all things came into existence through him. Jehovah didn't need to do that. He had all the power and authority, but he willingly delegated that to his son. We also learn of Jehovah's example when he sent Jesus to earth. Now, Jehovah didn't just send him and say, well, go down there and do the best you can. No, Jehovah prepared him so that he could handle this assignment. Notice Jesus' words in John chapter 8 and verse 28 and how we see the preparation Jehovah gave him so that he could look after this assignment. It's at John chapter 8 and verse 28. Jesus then said, "After you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of my own initiative, but just as the Father taught me, I speak these things." Jehovah prepared Jesus so well as he gave him that assignment that it was as if he was saying what Jehovah would have said. Certainly a wonderful example that Jehovah has set in delegating authority to his Son and preparing him for that assignment. Having learned from his heavenly Father, what did Jesus do? Well, he in turn delegated authority and responsibility to his followers. And when we look at the scriptures, we can see that that history of delegating continued because Jesus' followers learned from him and they too delegated authority to others. An excellent example of that is the example of the Apostle Paul as he worked along with Timothy. We've often studied the accounts of Paul training Timothy, sending him out to carry out assignments. See, Paul was following Jesus' example and delegating to others. Well, what then did Timothy learn as he worked along with Paul? If you'd like to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2, notice what Timothy and those he worked with learned to do. So 2 Timothy chapter 2, and notice in verse 2, it says there, "And the things you heard from me that were supported by many witnesses, these things entrust to faithful men who in turn will be adequately qualified to teach others." Timothy learned from Paul. Timothy in turn went on to delegate and teach others to take on responsibility. And those that learned from Timothy, as we see, became adequately qualified to teach others. They learned to delegate responsibility. So looking at the scriptures, we see that delegating authority is the scriptural way. So then what about us? Each of us then should learn from these examples and seize opportunities to train, trust, and empower others just as Jesus did. So elders, within the congregation, it's important that you work to identify those with ability and willingness to take on greater responsibility. Jesus did that. If you like to turn to the account in Luke chapter 6 and verses 12 and 13, notice the example he set as he chose ones and gave them responsibility. It's Luke chapter 6. Notice what he did here in verses 12 and 13. It tells us, "On one of those days, he went out to the mountain to pray. And he spent the whole night in prayer to God. And when it became day, he called his disciples to him and chose from among them 12, whom he also named apostles." Did you see the example Jesus set? He needed ones to take on responsibility. He took time to give consideration to those with ability and willingness. And with prayerful thought, he was able to choose the 12 apostles. So elders, it's important that you follow that same example within the congregation. But in the family as well, brothers, we can follow that example. By husbands delegating appropriate authority to your wife, trusting her to care for necessary responsibilities within the family. And as parents, you too can follow that example by progressively delegating authority to your children as they earn your trust and show their abilities. But if we're going to imitate Jesus, we need to understand, how did he delegate authority to his followers? Well, you'll find that the scriptures show there's three things he did. He trained, he trusted, and he empowered his followers before sending them out to do their work. Yes, Jesus set a wonderful example in preparing his followers before sending them out to take on greater responsibility in the preaching work. But as he did so, he was careful. He avoided three common pitfalls that can hold ones back from delegating to others. First of all, he avoided the thinking, well, I can do it better. Well, really, couldn't Jesus have said that? As a perfect man, he could do it better. But he never allowed such thinking to hold him back. Jesus willingly delegated to those he knew couldn't do it as well as he could. In fact, on one occasion, recorded in Luke chapter 9, the disciples were unable to expel a demon, something Jesus was easily able to do. But that didn't hold Jesus back. He continued willingly delegating to those who he knew couldn't do it as well as he could. Jesus also avoided the second pitfall, that of having the thinking, I don't have the time to train others. Well, couldn't Jesus have said that? He only had 3.5 years to accomplish his ministry. He didn't have spare time. But that didn't affect him. Jesus continued to take the time needed to be able to train and trust those he gave authority to. And he avoided the third pitfall, the thinking of, well, I enjoy the work. Why should I give it to someone else to do? We know from the scriptures that Jesus thoroughly enjoyed his ministry. He often made comments about that. But that didn't keep him from sharing that joy with others. He not only shared the preaching work, but he also gave one's abilities to accomplish that work. Yes, masterfully, Jesus delegated the most important work of all, the kingdom preaching and disciple-making work. But before he sent them out, it's good for us to consider what he did and how we can learn from his example. The first thing he did, if you'd like to turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 8 and verse 1. It's Luke chapter 8 and verse 1. Notice what he did here in preparing his disciples. Shortly afterward, he traveled from city to city and from village to village, preaching and declaring the good news of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. Do you notice what Jesus did there? The 12 were with him. He had the disciples with him so that they could learn from his example. He could personally train them by the way he accomplished the preaching work. And by working with them, he could give them the help they needed. Could we follow that example? For instance, in the family, husbands and parents, do you regularly work with your children in the ministry? Doing so, you fulfill what Jehovah told you to do in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Remember the instructions that he gave there? Just open your Bibles. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verses 6 and 7. There Jehovah told parents, these words that I am commanding you today must be on your heart, and you must inculcate them in your sons, and speak of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk on the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. Parents, by working with your family regularly in the ministry, you're accomplishing that. And what is going to be the result? You are helping your family to progress in the ministry. One father with three sons commented about the efforts of him and his wife to regularly work with their children. He said, we teach them something every time we work with them. We make sure it's an enjoyable, encouraging experience. He was following the example of Jesus. But what about in the congregation? Elders, are you taking time to work with the brothers in your congregation? Are you taking ministerial servants along with you on shepherding calls, thus teaching them by your example how to take on such responsibilities? But in training his followers, Jesus did something more. He also took the time to explain what should be accomplished and to answer questions they might have so that they would be able to fulfill their responsibility. We can see this if you turn back to the book of Luke, chapter 10, and notice what he said to them in verses 4 to 11. So that's Luke chapter 10, starting in verse 4. Jesus there told them, do not carry a money bag or a food pouch or sandals, And do not greet anyone along the road. Wherever you enter into a house, say first, may this house have peace. And if a friend of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if there is not, it will return to you. So stay in that house, eating and drinking the things they provide, for the worker is worthy of his wages. Do not keep transferring from house to house. Also, wherever you enter into a city and they receive you, eat what is set before you, and cure the sick ones in it, and tell them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But wherever you enter into a city and they do not receive you, go out into its main streets and say, we wipe off against you even the dust that sticks to our feet from your city. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God is near. Yes, you see there, Jesus clearly explained to his disciples what they were to do, giving them the instructions so that they could accomplish that assignment. So parents, in the family, are you following that example? Are you progressively training your children? You have a wonderful opportunity with our family worship arrangement. Are you adapting family worship to fit their needs, abilities, and ages so that you are training them to progress? Let's consider a second thing Jesus did before sending his disciples out. It's recorded in Luke chapter 10 and verse 1. There in verse 1, after these things, the Lord designated 70 others and sent them out by twos ahead of him into every city and place where he himself was to go. Do you notice what Jesus did there? He sent them out ahead of him. Jesus was showing great trust in them. He was sending them to places he hadn't preached yet. What would that accomplish? Well, first of all, it showed trust in them, but think of how it sped up the progression of the preaching work. And by sending them ahead of him, people were able to decide more quickly whether or not they were for or against the Messiah. So by delegating and trusting them, much was accomplished. But Jesus didn't just show his trust in them by what he did. He also displayed it in what he said. If you look in verse 16 of Luke chapter 10, notice what he said to his disciples. There at Luke 10, verse 16, he says, whoever listens to you, listens to me. And whoever disregards you, disregards me also. Moreover, whoever disregards me, disregards also him who sent me. Do you notice the confidence that he expressed in them? Whoever listens to you, listens to me. He had that type of trust in them and expressed it, that they would speak as he would, as they taught others. Now, just look too at verse 17, at what Jesus did next. There in verse 17, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are made subject to us by the use of your name. See, Jesus followed the progress of his disciples as they accomplished their ministry. But something you won't find in the scriptures is that he micromanaged everything that they did. He wasn't constantly checking up on them. Because really, what would that have said to them? By micromanaging, he would have been saying, I don't really trust you. No, Jesus did not do that, but he showed great trust in his followers. Similarly, setting a wonderful example for us as we delegate to others the need to show trust in them to accomplish the assignment. Now let's look at the third thing Jesus did as he prepared his followers. If you turn to Luke chapter 9 and verse 1. There at Luke chapter 9 and verse 1, notice what he did. Then he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all the demons and to cure diseases. So what did Jesus do there? Jesus empowered his disciples. He gave them the abilities they need to be able to go out and accomplish their assignment. Can we learn from that example? As we entrust others with responsibility, do we give them what they need in order to accomplish it? So, looking at Jesus' example, do you see how he prepared his followers? He trained them. He trusted them, and he empowered them so that they could accomplish their assignments. Could we work to follow his example today? Notice in the following video how an elder meditates on how to imitate Jesus by delegating responsibility to others.
O'clock already? Looks like it's going to be another late night. I just can't seem to catch up. I'm trying to keep up with everything, but there just never seems to be enough time in the day. I'm not a Superman. Nobody is. Could anyone have been busier than Jesus? But you know what? He wasn't alone. He had help. He had his faithful disciples. He took the time to patiently train them. He showed his trust in them by giving them assignments. And he empowered them by giving them the tools that they needed. How about that? I don't have to be a Superman. I just have to imitate the greatest man.
Hey, Brandon, it's John. Wonder if you could help me with something.
What a wonderful example of how to follow Jesus' example in delegating to others. The foundation that Jesus laid in just 3.5 years is still being built on today, nearly 2,000 years later. Though invisible and ruling from the heavens, Jesus is continuing to delegate authority. Consider, through his disciples, by delegating authority, he's accomplishing the preaching work. And he continues preparing his followers for future assignments. The 144,000 will be empowered to help mankind reach perfection. Princes here on the earth will be empowered to render aid to Armageddon survivors and resurrected ones. So, brothers and sisters, do you have the same mental attitude that Christ Jesus had? As elders, as husbands, as parents, may we imitate Jesus' example in training, trusting, and empowering others.
Thank you for that instructive presentation.